Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have a wonderful evening. This is Saturday night, our special night, Saturday night live on the Light Shift. So we'll be going there probably within 10 minutes here. If you have any animals or pets you want to have healings with, including yourself, you can bring them up. And all the Saturday programs do not work on the Light Shift as far as, I mean, do not work. Oh, boy. Start over again. So the healings on the Light Shift will not work on the archives, but they will work and listen live to them. So we're going to do a entity clearing here, get rid of these bad Scoobies that you may have collected here during the week. So think of a problem that you may have had. Entities can cause those, and we'll see if we can release this from you. And normally entities are attracted by pain. So if you have any pain in your body, here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, and these are earth-based entities, which you call ghosts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. So let's now go and do a special clearing. Let's get rid of the entities that are from parallel lifetimes. So these are also ghosts that are created there. They body hop into us from parallel lifetimes where you have clone bodies on cloned Earths and also clone bodies on the dark side planets, stars, etc., where you go to. So we'll first do the cloned Earth ones here. So I want you to take a note to see if you feel a little different. So here we go, entities. So release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do entities. And just take a note how you feel that have come across from, alien planets, stars, etc., that do not look like the Earth. So this is the dark side universes for parallel lifetimes, and these are the entities that come across as they abduct you and take you there. So here we go. Sit back. Feel how it feels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're getting released now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on out there in cyberspace. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. It's great to be here with you tonight. And like Ron said, in just about 5 minutes or so, we'll be actually having the opportunity to go to the Creation Light Ship for a healing. So everyone can just kind of get the idea of what healing you would like to request once you're there. And you can also bring your cats or dogs or pets or even plants sometimes with you for a healing as well. So that's very wonderful to do. The pets always seem to really just love that healing energy and come around. There was a beautiful conference call healing session and ascension preparation session today on the Light Ship. I think some of the people on the fast chat that I'm seeing right now were on that session, and it was just amazing. And there's another healing intensive coming up tomorrow. So if anybody's listening and they would like to experience a real incredible opportunity, I think there's still a chance to take part in tomorrow's healing intensive, which you can take part in no matter where you are located. It's something that you tune in by phone or even as an absentee. So should we talk about that for just a minute, Ron, before we go to the Light Ship? And that way we can kind of let some more people come on the line. I see people are kind of coming on as we're talking. So over to you to talk about tomorrow's session.
Yeah, so what we do is an 8-hour special conference call, 8 hours in real time here. When you're in the light of the darkness, time energy seems like a long time. But on the Light Ship, when you're there, the time goes by very quickly, And for most people, I'd say they'd probably agree that it feels like about a half an hour has went by in the eight-hour time slot. So what we do is go to the light ship. We go to the quarantine rooms outside of the light ship. And in the quarantine rooms is where they take out of the out of us the extraterrestrial critters, life forms, energetic parasites that the aliens brought to us to actually basically kill us. And that's what the whole thing is. So these things crawl inside of us, under our skin, connect to our body organs, and they just cause us all kinds of problems. Remember, this is what they do. They live off of our energy, either our emotional energy or trauma energy and trauma energy, along with living off our physical body. So that's what we do. We do this, we're having three calls and three back-to-back Sundays now. So this is a good opportunity if you're really interested in having healing done to you on the level of consciousness that you cannot reach otherwise. So this is not Earth-based energy. This is not any type of modalities channeled by the aliens here. This is source energy helping to heal you to get rid of the aliens off of you. And it's just phenomenal. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. We'll do first the mind-to-heart drop. So we do this on a lot of the shows here. This you should be doing yourself daily. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. Your thoughts inside of your head, between your ears. First floor is your heart center where your spirit resides. So we're going to drop down. So here we go. I'll count from 10 to 1. And you can feel the energetic bodies and yourself actually feel the energy move down you. This is an energetic channel, we'll say, for you to connect to your heart center from your thoughts that are inside of your head. So the thoughts come from somewhere, but you want to not have those thoughts connected to the timeline. Remember, whenever you have anything in time, that's the darkness. So you want to get out of the darkness, and the only way to do it is to go to your heart. This is why we do this in all the different shows. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, when you're in your heart center, you cannot think of a positive thought or a negative thought. They're both in judgment. The light does not judge. It allows you free choice, free will. This is why you can't have a positive thought or a negative one there. So if you think right now, you're going to be very peaceful. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. And like I said, this will not work on the archives, but you will be able to feel the energy of it. And we'll be doing other sample healings probably within probably half an hour or so. If you're listening to this program on an archive, just hang on. We'll be doing some more work with you. So what you're going to feel now is peace energy. So if you have any animals or pets, flowers, a garden, trees, etc., think of them now, and we're going to take you up. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy around your body completely shift. And here we go. You're going to be bilocated out of time, and you'll be there physically, and you're going to be here physically too. So nothing to worry about. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. You're on the light ship now. And the healings that take place are between you and the light being doctors. And the amount of healing that you have depends on how much you're in your body on the earth here, number one, and your predisposition on healings. Remember, your whole process of why you have problems is because of your ancestral beliefs, and the beliefs are judgment. And this is why you have conditions right now. They're stored in your DNA. So if you've worked on yourself, you're going to probably have a nice healing. If you haven't, then it's hard to say what's going to happen. You probably will have something happen, but the people who have done a lot of work getting out their densities, their cellular memory, the blockages, whatever word you want to use there, will be the ones that are going to have probably a better chance of having a healing done. So here we go. We're going into the first room. This is the hot tub room, and we're in a silver gel this time. You might feel your body changing frequencies now. You might feel more energized. And I'll bring in that energy. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into a room where they have trees. and we can have these large trees do some healing work with us. And I'll bring in the tree energy here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And for those of you who like mermaids, you'll go into the large pool of water. Silver sparkles like diamonds. We'll bring in the mermaid energies for you. So if you want to put your arms out in front of yourself, your palms forward, you may actually feel and touch the mermaids. So here we go. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just feel those mermaids. A lot of people, when they do this, they have the hair on their arms stand up on end. They go, wow, what's happening? Well, you're actually connecting to these beautiful beings here. Excuse me. Let's go into another room. Let's go into the white light room. And this is where you're going to have this wonderful white light come to you. Remember, these energies are from creation energy. They're only available during the ascension time. Then these energies will go off and have their own experience where they choose to go to. So right now we're in the white light room. I'll bring in that energy for you. And it's going to be very peaceful. And you want to request healing in each one of these rooms because the light only works in the present now. And you have to change your current condition of the now to the next now. And this is why you want to request healing, because the light does not judge you. Whatever you have, which could be something wrong with you or a situation, they see that as being perfect, whole and complete, because this is what you chose to create, whether you thought you created it or not. So you have it, and the only way to get out of it is to request a healing. So here we go. White light room, bring in this energy. So count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for those of you who might be a little bit tired, we'll go into the red room. This is where they have life force energy. So here we go. We're standing on some round discs. They're about 3 foot in diameter. There's one on top of your head also. And you might actually feel the energy go into your body right now. And this is quite nice. You may get energized a little bit if you're back east. And it's naturally after 12 o'clock midnight. You might ask to have the energy turned down a little bit so you don't stay up all night. So here we go. Here comes the red energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So I guess for you women out there, since we brought in mermaids, the female, we're bringing, I guess, what is it, the merman here? We're bringing the male energies. So this is for you women. So let's go to the water now. Silver water sparkles like diamonds. And I'll let you feel that energy first. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in the life form now. The male energies here in the water. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just kind of experience that here. And let's go into the room where a lot of people like Mother Mary's energy. So what I'm going to do for you is bring in this energy, and we'll really increase it so you can actually feel it. A lot of people, the churches bring in Mother Mary, or they have the idols of them, statues, etc. And we're going to bring in the true energy now, not the light of the darkness energy, which the churches give you. So here we go. This is Mother Mary's energy, so we're going to really increase this. Here it comes. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Remember, request your healing. Stronger, stronger, stronger. And on this call, I'd only recommend, the short time, maybe one or two situations that you're dealing with. Stronger, 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 stronger. Feels great to me. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, it feels great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow, that feels really nice. So just kind of enjoy this energy here. So how's it feeling for you, Sylvia?
Oh, for me, that just instantly my body just relaxed. You know, the any tension that there was in my, you know, shoulders or neck or that I was holding in my body just relaxed, as though there was just this incredible love energy that was just in, around, and through my whole room. And it just feels amazing. What a great gift to experience that energy, complete heart-centered energy.
Okay, we'll increase it some more for everybody. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. And she may even bring you some roses to smell. A lot of times she'll do that. We'll just see if she may do that for some people here, maybe all of you. So here goes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Take a deep breath, see if you can smell the roses. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, my air feels very fresh. So here we go. Let's bring in the energy of Jesus. Go ahead, Sylvia.
I was just noticing that feeling of the air being very fresh, and you know how when you walk into kind of a greenhouse or a place where they have all the plants, and you walk through it, and it's just got that incredible freshness in the air, and you smell the flowers. That's what the air is smelling like right here, right now, for me. It's incredible.
Yep. So let's bring in the energy of Jesus. We'll bring in the energy of him at the age of 25. So here we go. So stronger. I'll just count to 10 first. So 1. 2, I have to count to command the energy. This is why I either use stronger or counting. So here we go. We'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you want to bring up the picture of Jesus, it's on the website here. And you can just scroll down underneath the light beam a little ways, underneath where it says Station 1, Station 2. It's probably about maybe a third of the way down on your scroll bar there. And just click on Jesus in the center there, and it'll get larger for you. And we're going to activate this energy here. So here we go. Just watch the picture. I believe it's also underneath the fast chat. So here we go. Bring in the energy and just watch the picture, and we'll activate it. So stronger, stronger. Look at the halo chain. Stronger, 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 stronger. The color's changing all around the picture myself right now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Now it's really three-dimensional on my monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So let's just sit with that for a little bit here. I'll give you some silence for about a minute and request your healing. And we'll again increase the energy of Jesus. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels wonderful. Let's bring in another energy. We already had Mother Mary come, so let's bring in the energy of St. Bernadette. And this will be the water also that we have at Lourdes, France. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And here we go again. More of that beautiful water from Lord's France. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into one final room here. We'll go into the room where your spirit was created on the light ship. And this is what we call Love Comes Walking In. So here we go. So I'll count to 10, and you're going to be in a special room, and you can actually feel this beautiful love energy of you come back into yourself here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might check out your eyes. They might look very bright right now. And I'll give you another minute of silence here. Okay, well, now I'll come back from the light shift. So we're thanking the light being doctors for working with us. The light shift only comes every 2,000 years to help the planet here and the people on it if they're willing to come forward to have healings. So we're ready now to come back. We're thanking the light being doctors again. They're talking to us, having a consultation with them. And we're being now joined with our animals and pets, flowers, trees, gardens, etc., whatever we brought up. And we're ready to come back down. So you know, feel yourself actually change a little bit as we get disconnected from the light ship energy. So here we go, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. And we can have callers tonight if you like, so... We can do that. If you want to call in, everybody, just call in and we can help you out with some questions about the light shift. Maybe do another healing if you like and help you out the best that we can. So please call in. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'd like to take a minute to thank everyone that's been typing in on the fast chat. And I'd like to read some beautiful comments from Frank. Said this whole day on the call and everything is just so wonderful. Getting that shadow being out of us is fantastic. I'm so glad I made the call today. And I'm so excited about tomorrow's 8-hour intensive to work on the ET parasites. Real divinity finally, the biggest blessing ever. What a wonderful blessing. I feel so contained and peaceful from this energy. Thank you. Wow, beautiful, beautifully said. Frank, thank you so much. Thank you, Ron. And do you want to, kind of for people that might not know what he's talking about there, about the shadow bodies and so on, do you want to just give a mention about that?
Yeah, the shadow bodies are brought to us by the aliens. thank you very much. And these are clone bodies that look like you. They come into us. They take over our hologram. They walk and talk and think, have emotional bodies, spirit bodies, just what we have in ourselves, and they come forward. And this is probably why, under the basic title of personality changes or split personalities, this is probably what's causing it. And naturally, if they don't like somebody, you might notice that sometimes you get into arguments with people. You see a person and they start arguing with you or vice versa. And you don't know why that's happening. Well, it's probably one alien race, not like another alien race, because these shadow bodies came from a different species. So all of a sudden you get into an argument, and they're actually dueling it out on other levels of consciousness too, but that you are down here having this problem with them. And they take over our bodies. So, you know, like the body snatchers. So you have to kind of look at that in a different way. And it's just very negative. So we're doing some special calls to help release those. The eight-hour calls get rid of the parasites, but I'll be putting a special series of healings on the website so you can actually go there to do that. I'm still making that out so you can get these things out of you. Typically, most people will probably have maybe half a dozen to maybe a dozen of them. We'll just say 10 at an average to maybe many more. But each time you get one of them released from you, you start to feel better. And these are actually things that take over your body, and they look, walk, and talk just like you do. People see them. They become physical, and you're kind of pushed back into the background. So these are what we call shadow bodies. And they're brought to us, like I said, by the aliens because they want to experience life here and then cause you problems. That's basically what they're doing. Remember, anything that deals with mind control works with the mind energy, works in time, and the light does not do that. So a lot of your problems that you're dealing with is because you're working in the time-based reality of the darkness, which I call the light of the darkness. And that's what churches do. They bring in all these energies, especially on Sundays when people pray outside of themselves. When you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're a P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. And once you hear a few of my archives here on BBS, then you start understanding what we're talking about and why these clearings are so vital for your health. Without having them, you're lost. And at least you have some hope happening now where you can get some clearings done. And whether you believe in ascension or not, what Jesus did makes no difference. You have a clearing done and you feel much better. So if you want to live a better life here, then get your clearings done. Otherwise, you're going to be recycling the past over and over and over again. And these special bodies that are in everybody, it's just very sad that the darkness does this to you. So here we go. Let's do an energy, bring an energy in here. We had a request for Saint Germain, so let's bring in his energy. This will be from the light ship. This is not what you normally would bring in through your head. In fact, it won't be the same energy. So if you're used to praying to Saint Germain or asking him for favors or feeling his energy, you're not going to be feeling the same thing typically because you're not bringing in light. You're bringing in the light of the darkness. So here is the true energy of Saint Germain from the light ship. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just sit back. There's Saint Germain's energy. And we'll do a sample of the emotional clearing here. So I'd like you all to think of a situation that you dealt with. And when you look at it, what you should do is just find one that really caused you a lot of pain and trouble, you know. Get one that you really don't want to look at. And we'll release that energy from you. So this is an emotional clearing. Think of it right now. and kind of see how your body feels. If it's a really bad one, you're probably going to want to run away from it, but just kind of know what it feels like. We're going to release that. So here we go. So I'll count to five. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, you can look at it now. It should be dampened down quite a bit. Now, there are people who live in their feeling body instead of their emotional body. So these are different energetic bodies that we live in. So we're going to take away the same energy from the feeling body. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five. Okay. And for people who need to go a little bit deeper, we have a trauma body release. So here we go. So think of the same issue if you like. So one, two, three, four, and five. And naturally, there are people who maybe have had a bad relationship or whatever that would be. So you have heartache. So we'll do a little heartache sample clearing here. Here we go. Again, just think of a situation. And when you do the clearings on the website, you don't have to really look at anything. The slate is clean for you. The light doesn't judge you if you had a problem or not. It's just clean because these energies are preventing you from having the ascension process. This is why we do these clearings. So they just give you a clean slate. And they don't judge what you went through. So here we go, heartache clearing. So one, bless, dance. Two, three, wow, four, five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So you should feel better right now. You should be able to at least look at the situation and feel like it's not harming you. Remember, we live in emotions here, and this is an emotional planet. That's how the darkness gets your energy. And once you get these things released, then you can have a nice life. Otherwise, you keep recycling the past, which I talk about all the time for your, you know, everybody. If you don't have a clearing, then you're going to be living the past of your ancestors and the past of your life that you've had up to now. It'll keep recycling over and over and over again. So if you're thinking of having a better relationship than the one that you've had in the past, believe me, you'd be drawn just a different person to you with the same issue. And that's what happens. This is why divorce rate is so high now. So here we go. Let's do another clearing. Let's do a clearing for... I'll just do a regret clearing. Some people have a lot of problems looking at the past. They beat themselves up, have regret for whatever they have done. So we'll do a clearing for regret. So think of an issue here. You know, maybe you might have hindsight now and you wish you didn't haven't done something or did something wrong or should have done something. Maybe you got the lottery numbers and you didn't play them. That'd be probably the biggest regret, I think. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And again, let's do a self-sabotage. And these are just energies. They're not necessarily bodies that inhabit around us and block the energies from helping to protect your body. Remember, these other bodies are the invisible energetic bodies that we clean out and clear, and those keep you from having a psychic attack done to your physical body, which will actually kill you. So the earth spirit gave you those to protect yourself, but you have to clean them out. They get contaminated. So let's do a self-sabotage clearing. So again, just think of an issue if you like. I'm sure you could probably find one or two. And we all have issues like that. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. That's released. And we'll do a mother-father imprinting here. Naturally, if you're younger, your parents are probably telling you how to live your life, typically, which means that they want to live their life through you, and they want you to make the choices that they would like you to make because they want to make those choices themselves. and maybe those choices could be good for you, but maybe you don't want to do that. So we'll release your mother's energy from you here. And even if your mother is not living, those energies are still around you. So here we go. I'll count to five to release some of these from you here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do your father's energies here. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let's see. We have a little bit of time for people to call in. If you'd still like to call, we would love to hear from you. That would be great. And in the meantime, Ron, we were talking last night on last night's radio show, and it was kind of at the very tail end. And I wanted to ask you more about that. And you had mentioned some type of implants or something that were that you had found that were affecting people's ears and their eyes, and you did a sample clearing on the implants for the ears, and we kind of ran out of time right at the end there, and I wondered if you could talk more about that and how you discovered those and what that's all about.
Yeah, I got a lot of information back in New York just from being there after doing the clearing of the Ten Commandments at my workshop. So I was looking to see what Jesus released from people as part of his healings. And so one of those was the implants. One's on the back of your neck, and that's there to keep the energy from, it actually prevents you from doing the mind to heart drop, so it keeps you in your head, okay? The next thing is an implant for your ears, and this also gives you the experience of having selective hearing. And so you may hear somebody say something, and all of a sudden you twist the words around inside of your head because you're used to hearing it a certain way. And so that's also put in place by the aliens. And then from there, another clearing was working with your root chakra, chakra number one, base of your tailbone, and that prevents your spirit from going into your legs. And that's so you don't have healing there and you end up having problems with your legs. And, you know, it just is just the way that they, you know, work with us. So we're finding out more things. Unfortunately, because we live in time here, we're controlled by time. And being controlled in time means that you're being affected by the planets. That's why we have a natal chart clearing to get these things off of you. Anything that deals with mind control is alien interference. So a lot of people say, well, gee, there must be good aliens out there someplace. And I say, yeah, there could be, but where are they? Do we still have wars here? Do we still have strife? Do we still have problems in our lives? You know, where are they? So until they actually physically show up here to change everything, you know, I don't see us having any type of intervention. You know, they could. Everybody talks about them coming here. You know, they've been doing that for probably thousands of years, and they do visit us, but do they really care about us here? Instead, they gave us religions, and that's why we're having wars, etc. And they just are doing that probably because they want to have wars between themselves out there where they live with the other alien races, and they're bringing it down here for us. So then you have the domination, and that's the problem, is that everything wants to be controlled. And so everything that's being controlled is not of the light. That's what we're doing here. I'll be putting that on the website, too, with some other clearings here as far as the implants. And that'll be in the works, too, maybe a month away. But we'll be doing some of those clearings. I'll be bringing up some of the ones that I did when I was in Jesus 2,000 years ago to see if they pertain in this lifetime here. So this is what we'll be doing, is bringing forth some of his astral clearings of what he saw 2,000 years ago. Most of which we're already doing, but there are some special ones that he actually found. Remember, that's what he said on the cross, you know, forgive them for they don't know what they do. In Okay. And why is that? Because of all these alien critters that we have in us, you know, these shadow bodies. Then we have the shapeshifters that come into us that you, when you see somebody, all of a sudden their eyes change, and then you look at them and they're normal again. Yeah, so there's all different types of things that inhabit us. That's why we have this wonderful call that's coming up tomorrow. We're doing 3 8-hour back-to-back Sundays to get rid of these alien life forms that are affecting you in a negative manner. And remember, just because you can't see them doesn't mean that you don't have them. And whether you believe it or not, they're still with you. So remember, your mind will always tell you, you know, what it wants to tell you, give you a self-fulfilling prophecy, and normally it will tell you that you don't have them because they don't want to get released. So remember, entities don't want to leave you, so why would they want to go to a healing and say, gee, I want to get released out of this body, you know, I'm going to go to this healing. We do some clearings. I'll do it right now, in fact. We're going to take away the darkness in people. This is the dark side alien energies that do want to go to the light. So they have a chance now to leave, but they have no other way to go to the light, because if they went to the light ship, they'd be terminated because they are darkness. So the light ship will give them a spirit. If you want to use the word soul in their body, I use the word spirit on the light ship. That's all that we have there is spirits. Soul is just an earthly word that's being used here. So, and there's no difference on the light ship. Everything is the same. Light is light. There's no spiritual hierarchy on the light ship. So here we go. If any aliens wish to go to the light that's around people, in people, through people, you can leave now. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, if you would. It's about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And I'll count to 10 as they start to leave. So here we go. If your body shakes or quivers or you start yawning a lot, that's because you just got some release. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. So 1, 2, they're coming out now. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let me give the phone number in case anybody wants to call. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We'd love to hear from you. And, Ron, we have a question on the line here from Heal. And I think this was typed in when you were talking about the different attachments and the ones that you saw that Jesus had been doing the healings with and so on. And she says, what gets attached to the solar plexus most of the time?
Boy, I don't have any information on that. I could look at it. I just don't, at this moment, I don't know. I don't have that hat on to look. So I will be doing a special a clearing for the chakras, though. That'll be coming up, too, to release these things. We're bringing forth some new clearings on the website, so stay tuned. Maybe in the next month we'll have them up here. So, and that'll be one of the clearings too. So let's bring you back into your bodies here. We'll do a Be Here Now clearing. We're going to bring your spirit back into your body. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to bring your body back here. Remember, you're in parallel lifetime, so we're going to bring you back. So here, this is your body coming back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you feel a little different right now, it's because you weren't here. So who was here if you weren't here? What was using your body? It wasn't your own consciousness of your spirit. So that means that something else was in you, looking like you, because you didn't change your appearance. So what happened? So anyway, remember, if you're not home, who is? So back to you, Sylvia. And who is or what is if you're not home?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? What's there if you're not? And where do we go when we're not here? And a most important question is, you know, how can we do the work that we need to do on a daily basis to make sure that we are here and that we are bringing, you know, and keeping our own spirit energy here in our bodies and not going off. So what kinds of things can you advise people to do that are listening that maybe are new to your teachings of what to do to stay in their bodies?
Well, on the website we have a Be Here Now clearing. You can go to that. That's up on the top part of the page on the left-hand side underneath emergency healing. You can do your life force energy. What you want to do is get rid of your densities in you. And you want to get rid of entities. That's probably the biggest one, is the earth-based emotional bodies. They body hop from generation to generation. And if you walk outside of a bar, you're going to be attracting entities to you. They'll come right in and want you to have a drink. If you walk by a bunch of people smoking, they may want to come into you, too, to have a cigarette. So remember, these entities control your life, and you want to do entity clearings. So on the website, we do have entity clearings. You can do that, do a whole lifetime one, and that will probably change you a lot. Get rid of these bad things out of you that are controlling your life. Remember, if anything's controlling your life other than yourself, then that's the darkness. So you want to get these things out of you because they just want to have fun with your life. We could do a sample here of your life force energy. So our time's kind of running short here. What you want to do is just say an affirmation out loud. You can sample the energy. Put your palms together. Move your hands in. You're going to feel like an invisible ball being compressed. I would say you're probably going to be probably at least 4 inches or more right now. So just kind of bring your hands in. Feel that invisible ball tension. And then say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands apart. Sample again. And then say it again, I now increase my life force energy. And we'll say it again now, sample, I now increase my life force energy. And sample your energy, your hand should be out a lot further now from your body. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There we go. So that should charge you up. That will bring more spirit into you. Your spirit is not your auric field. That's your body energy, your auric field. So, you know, you want to increase your life force energy, which is your spirit. And like I say, if you want to improve your life, then do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. It's online. It's $5 times your age. If you want to change your life and feel better, do that clearing. It's a must. So our time's kind of running out. We'll have our 8-hour special call tomorrow. You can go on my website and pay for it if you wish. And we have 3 back-to-back 8-hour Sundays, and the cost is $200. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I just wanted to say a special mention to all the parents out there, especially those of you with little kids, those clearings that Ron has on his website, like the emotional body clearing, where you can clear out every year of your life for $5. If you have, you know, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old children, you know, $15, $20 is just like nothing. And you can clear all of that emotional baggage off of them and pick any of the clearings that seem to be needed. You know, if they have trauma, you can do the trauma body clearing, the emotional feeling, all those different ones, the entities, and you will see an amazing transformation in your children's well-being. It's just incredible to experience and to watch, and it's such a gift that you can give them. If you have grandchildren, the same thing applies. You know, why have them have to lug all that stuff around with them? Why not give them that gift that they can be free of that emotional baggage and live their lives? I mean, I sure wish my parents would have been able to do that when I was that age. So, and I know we have had many stories of incredible changes in the little kids that have had that those clearings. So just wanted to mention that. And also for your pets and animals, same thing goes. Ron, could you just let people know about that? I don't know if anybody, if we don't talk about that much, but you've had people call you up and have clearings done for their pets.
Oh, yeah, that's very nice. If you have an animal or a pet that's been traumatized, man, do the emotional clearing on it. It'll change instantly. Remember, animals and pets, typically dogs and cats or whatever, horses, you know, once you get rid of that trauma, remember, they're not in judgment like we are. And so the healings work really, really quick, and all of a sudden you can take away their trauma that they've experienced, and it works very nicely. So, and then with these clearings, you don't have to ask anybody's permission. The light shift created you. It works with your spirit, so it always says yes. So if you have somebody out there, a relative, and, you know, they don't know anything about the creation light shift, and they probably would say, I don't want to have a clearing, I don't understand it, I don't know anything about it, I believe in God, and I go to the Catholic Church every Sunday, and I don't want anything else to deal with anything else that I don't know about, you can still do a clearing on them. It'll help them out immensely. So you don't have to actually talk to the person either. Just do the clearing for them, and within 3 days it'll work, and they'll change their life for the better. So, hope to see you on the call tomorrow. Our next BBS program is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. And that's 7 o'clock Eastern. We'll have Annika as the co-host. So we'll see you later, everybody. So have a wonderful evening and blessings to all of you.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you all for being here. Good night, everyone.
Okay, and thank you, Sylvia.